hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone's having an absolutely wonderful day today. And I've looked at some articles, actually I've looked at many articles this morning, and I can't help but just laugh in irony in some of the stuff that I've been reading now. As we see pretty much the banking cartel, the global banking cartel, continues to do exactly what they've done for pretty much about 100 years now, a little bit more since the Federal Reserve has been enacted. After now, you know, we saw the cruise lines now want a bailout. They're getting a big bailout. Airlines are getting a big bailout. All these companies want a big bailout. And, of course, you know, Vegas shut down their casinos a day or two ago. And now they have said they are joining the airline industry and asking for Congress for emergency financial help, and that they want a bailout too. The big, giant, mob-owned casinos in Vegas now want a bailout from the U.S. taxpayer, as if they don't make enough money every single year in casino funds. Now they want Congress to give them more money. You just kind of got to laugh sometimes with the lunacy that we're actually seeing with this. And Dad and I called this out yesterday in detail. This is nothing more than a giant ploy again to rob, pillage, and steal from the American populace as far as what is being done as a side effect from this coronavirus. This virus is definitely real. There's no question about that. Italy's actually showing us the real numbers of what's really going on over there. Just overnight, they had 349 new deaths. They said it escalated to more than 700 deaths in 48 hours now. The official is over 27,000 infections, and now with the death rate is now 6.7 in Italy. Italy's in trouble. I feel bad for those guys over there. I mean, that's rough. Italy's a really cool country, and to see this happening over there, but it's also showing us that China was not being truthful. Now that we're seeing almost a 7% death rate in Italy, it's definitely very, very clear what's going on. But at the same time, it's ironic to see all these big, giant, mega corporations want more money from the American taxpayer via Congress, via bailouts, again, just like in 2008. And you just got to kind of shake your head sometimes, Dad, and go, will this ever change? If we don't ever make it change, no, it's pretty much never going to change, Dad. What do you think?
Well, you know, if the Congress is so corrupt that they continue to give these organizations bailouts, I don't blame the organizations for asking for it. Let me explain to you what I mean. I mean, if they're going to give free money away, why not take it? I mean, if they offered Health Masters, you know, a big bailout, I would, for free, and it wasn't a loan, I'd take the bailout too. And, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, these organizations are given huge amounts of money. Increases their bottom line profits, increases their bottom, you know, decreases their bottom line operating expenses. And, you know, why not take it? You know, because a lot of these people consider themselves to be what they call critical infrastructure. In other words, you know, we're so big, we're too big to fail. We cannot not be bailed out, because if we fail, we'll take too many people and too many jobs with us. This is exactly the type of reasoning that was used back in 2007. The problem is, had those companies been allowed to fail and then reorganize under a different structure that was more efficient without having to go in there and have a bloated zombie bank, then we wouldn't be dealing with this right now. If we had reimplied Glass-Steagall and we had gone to proper money and gotten rid of this fiat currency and all of this crazy stuff from the Federal Reserve Bank, we wouldn't be in this right now. But this is a ploy. This is a full-blown ploy now to go in and take over the entire planet now with a one-world currency. Now, whether they get it done this time or not, I don't know. I don't know. It all depends on how much panic ensues and what the death rate's going to be. If it's a plague and it wipes out 95% of the population of the planet, yeah, they're going to get a new world order. That's a fact. If there's still a lot of patriots alive on the other side of this thing, which I believe there will be, this is going to fail. You know, they won't be able to go and get a new world bank, a new world order, or anything else. If Donald Trump holds his head together and doesn't go berserkoid, if he even has the authority to do anything at this point, you know, we'll be pretty good too. I mean, right now he's ranting and raving and screaming at Jared Kushner, which probably is a pretty good idea, is what the media says, about the fact that Jared Kushner told him this was a political ploy by the Democrats and the virus was a joke. So Trump's all mad at his weirdo, satanic Kabbalah son-in-law. So all of this crazy stuff is going on right now as we speak around us. had a good friend of mine this morning. He owns a chain of restaurants, Italian restaurants, and he told me this morning, he called me up and just absolutely just didn't know what to do. He said his sales were down $4,000 a day in the restaurants. He said they sterilized the salt shakers, they sterilized the menus, they sterilized the tabletops, they sterilized everything in the restaurant when people come in there to eat because of the coronavirus. And he says, we're like super clean as far as everything we do. Anything people touch, we sterilize. But yeah, our sales are still down $4,000 because Donald Trump has basically instilled fear in everybody. Now, next thing is, well, is it really fear to tell people to self-quarantine for 2 weeks, which is what he's pretty much done now, except for work. You have to go to work. Is it really pretty much fear to be telling people, you know, to try to kill this thing off in 2 weeks? You know, here's the thing. Let me just go ahead and say this as clearly as I can. You know, this administration, Donald Trump's response to the coronavirus has been nothing short of abysmal. You know, from his, you know, basically implying that this thing was just a fake news, basically, you know, a fraud, there was nothing to it a few weeks ago, to basically allowing his administration to allow all of these people on that infected princess ship to come back into the United States. And keeping people in quarantine for 14 days instead of 30 days, which is pretty much what this quarantine is going to require for this particular virus. That's why this next 2 week quarantine isn't going to work, because it's going to take longer than that. So here we are. Now we found ourselves in a position where, you know, we've got the entire planet with the potential of being tied into a coronavirus. But remember, we've had a lot more people die in the United States in the last 3 or 4 weeks from the flu than even close to the coronavirus, if we have real numbers, unless they're being misdiagnosed and they're dying of the flu and they're actually dying of coronavirus because of a lack of test kits. We don't know. And then we've got the QAnon group right now saying, oh, this is all being used as a giant ploy to come in and now do the 100,000 or 500,000 arrests of the people that are involved in the deep state. So this is exactly what's going on right now as far as, you know, they're saying that this is just a big, giant psyop by the government to allow the Q people, or whoever the Q people are basically talking about, to go in and arrest Hillary Clinton and all the rest. Well, why is it Hillary Clinton is now refusing to even testify and give any kind of evidence against herself or even go in and talk to these people who are investigating her email servers right now? She just basically said, I'm not going to do it. Just done. Oh, yeah, that's really telling us that Hillary Clinton is really below the law and she's responsible for everybody else. She says, no, I'm not going to do that. You know, she's going to have her attorneys fight a tooth and nail. So, no, this Q thing, now I'm going to say this again, guys. I wish the Q thing was real, and I think it probably was in the beginning. I really do. I believe that we had some people in the White House who basically were releasing information in the very, very beginning. But now this has been taken over as a CIA psychop. And again, what they do is they say to you, oh, by the way, calm down. The White Hats have shown up. The White Hats are here. They've done this and they've done that, and they're going to make everything good again. Well, no, guys. What they're doing is taking the population of patriots and basically putting them on hold, hitting a pause button, saying, oh, no, if you go in and get involved now, you'll mess up what the White Hats are doing, and so don't do that. Just sit back and trust the Trump. Trust the plan. It's three-dimensional chess. But we've been playing three-dimensional chess for 3.5 years now, and I'm pretty disgusted with the chessboard at this point. I mean, we've got more Goldman Sachs people, more Council on Foreign Relations people, more J.P. Morgan people in the White House and in appointed positions than we've ever had before. The international banking cartel is pretty much running the planet. And, guys, whenever you hear Donald Trump say, I'm mad at the Federal Reserve Bank, they need to be doing more, and he's ranting and raving and screaming on camera, it's a show. It's a show. He's Rothschild-controlled via his bailout, bankout, whatever you want to call it, bankruptcies back in the 80s. I mean, Rothschild Inc., the bank, actually bailed him out. He's bought and paid for. He's an actor, guys. He's a reality show actor. That's what we put in the White House. Why did we think that he was going to have a problem trying to deal with the coronavirus? He's not a scientist. He's not a politician. He's an actor. Hence, we put him in because he wasn't a politician. Because we saw that Donald read a script on his show, The Apprentice, for 15 seasons and go, oh, wow, this guy really knows how to run a business. This guy's really cool. Look at this guy. And then we find out he's a philanderer. Then we find out he basically likes to grab women by their you-know-whats. Then we find out he does all of these other things. We find out he's a serial adulterer. And then we find out that he's basically being surrounded by evangelicals who claim that he's Christian. And then we go, oh, he's a Christian. He's a good guy. He's been saved. He's been born again. And you go, okay, why does he never talk about Jesus? Now, the other day, Karen sent me a text that said that Roger Stone had gotten saved and accepted Christ. And I thought, whoa. So I actually looked it up, and sure enough, he's on videotape confessing that he accepted Jesus Christ at a Franklin Graham, basically, meeting, you know, preacher meeting, basically a church meeting, whatever it was, outside, inside, I don't know where it was. But the thing about it is, he's talking about Jesus and the power that came into him when he basically became a Christian. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. I don't know. I hope he's saved. You know, but, you know, that's a thing of the heart. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, your whole life changes. Now, Roger Stone's at that point in his life where, you know, he's about to go to prison unless Trump pardons him, which Trump should pardon him. But maybe he's finally realizing there's something different about being a Christian, and that we're the ones supposed to be stopping this onslaught and all this crazy stuff that's happening in this world. But guys, if we're going to stop the onslaught, if we're going to stop the rebuilding of the third temple, if we're going to stop the appearance of the Antichrist, if we're going to do all this stuff, and God's going to give us a reprieve or a hold, we have to take this thing by the horns. We have to grab this bull by the horns and say, stop it. You know, we're not going to put up with this stuff. And we can't allow ourselves to be deceived. I had one preacher one time, I heard him say that basically parishioners of the church were mindless amoebas and they had to be told what to do. I'm going to repeat that. That people who go to church were mindless amoebas and they had to be told what to do. And needless to say, I quit attending that church. That's just the way that works. But, you know, other guys feel as though the sheep need to be sheared every so often, which is another horrible thing to say. I've heard all of this stuff from a lot of pastors around the country, and I don't consider them to be true men of God. I don't. Now, they may be a pastor, and they may actually get under the anointing. They may actually say something that's right as far as what the Scripture says. But the reality is you've got to ask yourself a question. Who are you going to allow to – who are you going to allow yourself to be led by? Because, you know, we have to voluntarily be led. We have to be – because nobody wants to be – we don't – human beings aren't like that. They don't want to just follow around and follow bad leadership. If somebody jumps off a cliff, you know, unless you're kind of a little bit mentally disturbed, you don't want to jump off the cliff behind them. And so we have to ask ourselves a question all the time. Who are we listening to? What's it doing to us? And is that okay? So we have to ask ourselves a question. Look at Donald Trump. Gosh, guys, I voted for him. I told you guys to vote for him. We pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed because what did they do? They gave us a choice between the Ebola virus with Hillary Clinton and basically the coronavirus with Donald Trump. That's the metaphor. And all of a sudden now we get the coronavirus. And you think, well, it's better than the Ebola virus. You're right, it is. At least we're not bleeding out by the eyes. But here's the thing, guys. Is that really the best this country has to offer? Is the best the Democratic Party has to offer is Joe Biden? You know, this weirdo groper of women and children, this weirdo with senile dementia? Or Bernie Sanders, the communist? What the heck? Or Hillary Clinton, the witch of Benghazi? Is that the best we've got to offer from the Democratic Party? Where are their John F. Kennedys? So this is what we have to ask ourselves, guys. Stay focused on the Word of God. Stay focused on it. Stay focused. I did a whole bunch of scripture yesterday. And we have to realize we've got to stay with what the Word tells us to do. By the way, back to Florida to completely change the subject to do a really, really, really horrible segue here. The coronavirus in Florida, the beaches in Pinellas County are going to remain open because Florida is a leisure state and we have to go to the beaches. We have to have our jet skis. Just thought I'd make that little point. Also, the weather does not make viruses go away. They will increase the immune system. They will do that, but they do not make viruses go away. Just because the virus gets into cold temperature or warm temperature, it just doesn't die. It doesn't do that. And again, as Austin mentioned earlier, we had 3,000 drop on the Dow yesterday. And we have to realize that, guys, this is something we've got to just kind of stop and look at because, you know, we have to be aware of the fact that the international banks really do kind of want to have this happen. You say, well, why would they do that? Well, because that way they can hide all of their shenanigans that they did. They can basically say, hey, nothing to look at here, nothing to look at because we basically didn't do anything wrong. The coronavirus caused all of this. And one more thing they're doing, they're actually saying now the foreign coronavirus disinformation campaign is trying to cause panic in the United States. Now think about that for a second. The Trump administration officials warned the public on Monday that a foreign disinformation campaign is trying to incite panic over a non-existent national lockdown over coronavirus. An unnamed senior official told Fox News that there's an ongoing effort to spread disinformation and cause undue panic among U.S. citizens, but confirmed there are no national quarantines scheduled for the United States. Now, more than ever, it is important we remain vigilant in ensuring our information is coming from verified sources, they said. Now, I'm going to stop here for a second. Now, I'm going to tell these guys who are saying this from the White House and from the government, stop your stupid secret meetings. That's what you're doing. That's why you're panicking the whole country. Because you're having meetings in secret. You're having closed-door sessions with Congress and Senate and these places that basically are saying, oh, my God, we can't tell the American population anything that's going on. we got to pretend like they're a bunch of dumb bunnies and that they're not going to know what to do if we let them know the truth. When you have secret meetings, then everybody thinks it's worse than it is. I'm just letting you guys know that in Washington. If you guys, I know you guys listen to me because I know you transcribe this show every day. If you want to stop this, if you want to stop the panic, become forthright. Don't be sitting around saying, we have it all under control. What do you have under control? How are you having it under control? I mean, how are you doing this? If you're telling us we're not going to have a national quarantine and the foreign media and foreign entities are trying to incite fear in the United States, why don't you make that go away by telling us the truth of what's going on and don't be so stinking clandestine? Because a lack of communication always breeds speculation. Let me repeat that. A lack of communication always breeds speculation. You tell us you're having secret meetings, we think there's something really bad. By the way, the Associated Press received similar communication from the White House warning of a deliberate effort by a foreign entity. Now, again, we're not telling us who the foreign entity is, to sow fears of a nationwide quarantine among the virus outbreak. Now, guys, again, we need to realize that this is something that may happen, may not happen, but we can't get all stressed out about as far as a national lockdown quarantine. The Pentagon has already reprimanded the Chinese government, here we go, for spreading false and absurd conspiracy theories about the origin of the coronavirus, blaming U.S. service members. Well, how about Mr. Lieber, guys, who's been arrested at Harvard for giving information to the Chinese? Are you going to pretend like that didn't happen too? We did a whole half a show on that a few weeks ago. On Sunday, the Trump administration announced that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services was a victim of cyber attacks that appears to have been directly aimed at slowing down. Here we go. Now, let's blame it again, Trump. None of it's your fault. Down the federal government's coronavirus response operations. Wow. The aggressor, too, then, of course, remained unidentified. U.S. officials have not yet confirmed who's behind this hacking. The hack yesterday involved overloading the HHA servers with millions of hits over several hours. Well, maybe the American population was actually going in there and trying to find out what was going on, and they gave you millions of hits in the last few hours. Maybe they did that. Maybe they're wondering why you told everybody this was not a big deal a few weeks ago, and this was a Democratic ploy to keep you from being reelected. Maybe they're wondering about all that. And maybe they're wondering why we've had a lot more flu deaths in the last 3 or 4 weeks than we had coronavirus deaths. Now, I know this coronavirus is very, very real. But I have never seen such a massive global panic over anything. And I've told you guys repeatedly, D3, K2, vitamin C, potassium iodide, okay, astragalus, you've got to have, you know, the black seed oil, all those things in that healthy immune system protocol kit, along with the multiple vitamin, the multiple powder. Keep your body healthy. You know, if you keep your body healthy all the time, you don't get sick anyhow. I don't even remember ever having the flu. I don't remember at all. Unless it was 30, 40 years ago. You don't get that when you keep enough D3 levels in your system. It's a lot better than a vaccine. Guys, it's so important that we realize this thing is real. The death rate is real. But, guys, tell us the truth in Washington. Let us know what's going on. Let us decide. If you tell us that we have this thing coming to us, it's really going to be this big of a contagion, and that we need to self-quarantine, and you tell us the truth about it, we're going to self-quarantine. We're going to willingly do that. We're going to willingly self-quarantine. You don't have to force it. But when you lie to us continually about what the real thing is going on and you have clandestine meetings like I mentioned earlier, all it does is breed speculation. So Washington, let me give you something. I'm going to give you a grade on the coronavirus handling right now, especially with the lack of test kits. I give you an F. In fact, I give you an F-. If I could give you a zero below a zero and give you a negative number, I would. This has been absolutely ridiculous. Your whole administration, all you've been doing is working on building big rallies around the country, do a hoopla sessions, and you haven't paid any attention to what's really happening around the country or the world, and you got caught flat-footed on this. Now, why don't you tell the truth? Now you want to blame it on Jared Kushner. Well, you blame it on somebody else. You blame it on the guy who brought those people in from the princess. The thing is, Donald Trump, as much as I dislike Harry Truman, that 33-degree Mason that I can't stand, who nuked Iran, as much as I dislike him, he said, the buck stops here. He had it on his desk. And by gosh, Mr. Trump, when you signed up to be president of the United States, when you took that doggone oath and you basically swore on a Bible to uphold the Constitution, the buck stops with you. If you don't want to take responsibility for this, that's poor, poor leadership. What do you think, Austin?
Well, that's well said. I mean, and that's kind of, I think, what a lot of people, and I've been getting a lot of feedback from people all over the country, customers, friends, locally. And I think everybody, that's the biggest kind of issue that most people are having right now is confusion. Confusion. Because as 2 weeks ago,
exactly right,
we were seeing tweets about, this is no big deal, this is a giant ploy from the Democrats, okay, that's what it is, that's what it is. They're trying to push this. But then all of a sudden we see Italy now with almost a 7% death rate who can track this, which, by the way, that's very high. And now we're seeing this massive knee-jerk reaction. I mean, Cuomo in New York now has shut down all bars, restaurants, movie theaters, gyms. Now New Jersey just enacted a curfew from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m., which I find that interesting. The curfews at night basically telling people they can't leave their homes, but there's not a curfew during the day. What's interesting as well is it's unclear what will happen to anyone who does not follow the rules. Are they going to start arresting people? If you're out at 9:30 at night driving around and you get pulled over, are they going to take you to jail and quarantine you? These are kind of things that I'm starting to wonder, because it's kind of like you said, Dev. Is this thing actually like the next black plague coming in, and they're trying to keep it from the populace so they can get everybody spooled up as much as possible and then have a safe vaccine that they allegedly are going to bring, the great savior vaccine with an RNA vaccine that's never been approved by the FDA for human use, by the way, and now the first time in history an RNA vaccine is going to be basically tested on the populace of probably tens of millions of people globally? It's kind of odd here, because you know what I mean? Which way are we going with this? I mean, we're seeing all this going around, and now San Francisco just said they're locking down their entire city till April 6th. No one will be allowed to leave their home after midnight on Tuesday for anything but doctor visits or grocery store shops. Okay, so the only way to enforce that, guys, is an excessive show of force. That means you're going to have roadblocks. That's the only way to enforce that, to keep people from driving around. What are you going to do? You're going to stop them? You're going to ask them, all right, where are you going? I'm going to the doctor's. Or I'm going basically to the grocery store. Okay, you're free to go. What happens if you say, I want to travel freely unmolested on my way? You can't do that, sir. That's illegal. We're taking you to jail. We're detaining you. We're throwing you in a quarantine facility now with a bunch of other sick people. But something's not adding up here, guys. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to realize that they're trying to tell us 3 + 6 = 28. It doesn't make any sense. It's like we're dealing with Common Core over here. Nothing's adding up. And now, as you guys saw in Georgia, state right above us, there's something massively wrong in Georgia. Either there's a significant overreaction, or they know something we don't know. The state's governor just called in 2,000 National Guard troops to assist in the 99 confirmed cases of coronavirus. So we have 2,000 essentially national military troops being deployed in Georgia to assist 100 people that are sick. The complete loss of freedom and the decimation of the economy are the real problems here, guys. I'm not saying this virus isn't nasty and it's not spreading rapidly, but now we have the National Guard coming in to assist 100 people that are sick, 20 times more. The numbers aren't adding up, guys, and now we're seeing all these companies, all these casinos, airlines, all stuff wanting bailouts. Like, they know they're going to be shut down for months on end. Like I said, when did I hear about the restaurant industry getting a bailout? What about servers that are serving getting a bailout? I didn't hear about any of that. Now we're getting casinos and the cruise ship. The cruise ships just really grinds me on that one. That one just really grinds me. That's not even an essential economic expansion or contribution right now. There's no reason at all to be giving companies that are based outside of the U.S. that don't even pay federal income tax bailout money because they basically are floating petri dishes. That should be the least of our worries right now. It's ironic. We still can't even keep the border shut down. Right. Haven't shut the border down for years. Can't figure out how to come up with any money to shut down the border to stop tens of thousands of people illegally coming into the border. And we also know that a lot of those people bring in tuberculosis and so forth. Not all of them, but numerous of them have been tested for that, numerous different contagious diseases. Yet we can't ever come up with any solution. Can't bring up enough money to give Homeland Security or Border Patrol more funding so they can bring in more personnel. Remember I talked about that before? So you bring in, you know, $50 million. Just $50 million, which is like a penny in the bucket for the U.S. government. Can you bring in $50 million to increase the Border Patrol? Check. You really want to close down? $1 billion. Give them $1 billion extra dollars to increase personnel. You know, I mean, you know how many people you can pay with $1 billion? As far as, I mean, when you're paying out $50,000, $60,000 salaries? But no, we can't do that. But hey, 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 listen, guys. We got to start giving multi-billion-dollar bailouts to the banks. Oh, and we have to start making sure we dump in multi-trillion-dollar quantitative easing to make sure the stock market stays up. Oh, and while we're at it, we got to start giving a few billion dollars to the casinos as well. You know, those are priorities right now. Those are huge priorities. We got to make sure those things really stay propped up, and those guys make sure they keep getting their giant bonuses. What are you guys gonna think? You guys don't understand? Who do you think builds those casinos? You think they're built out of just, you know, oh, good hard-earned work. No, they're built out of the money that they ingest off the people that lose it. Casinos don't build giant places like the Bellagio in Las Vegas because they lose money hand over fist. I've been to Vegas numerous times. Some of the casinos there are incredible. They really are. The buildings, the Caesar's Palace, the level of infrastructure and detail. I love buildings. I've always been a huge – I've loved infrastructure. It's incredible what they built there. But, guys, they didn't build it because they lose money. They build it because they make a ton of money. What do you think these guys are going to do when they get these bailouts? They're going to go cut their CEOs and their top management probably multi-million dollar bonuses. They're going to say, sweet, we got paid vacation for the next 2 months now. Giddy up. That's what they're going to do. Give me a break. So this is what we really need to be looking at. What's going on behind the scenes? What are we not being told? Another topic that's quite troubling, the fact that they've actually put this out on a full-blown national disclaimer, Lansing, Michigan, the city of Lansing, Michigan, has now told all their residents that police will not be responding to property crimes due to coronavirus. When I saw this, I went, why don't you just give the criminals a green light to start doing dumb stuff? They go on to say, in order to protect our officers, during the coronavirus outbreak, Lansing Police Department will not respond to take reports on the following crimes: larceny, malicious destruction of property, retail theft and fraud, attempting breaking and entering of an unoccupied dwelling or building, including garage or foreclosed houses, identification theft where the victim was not financially harmed, fraud of unauthorized credit card use when the venue of the crime is outside of the city of Lansing, harassing communications, lost or stolen property. What most people don't realize is, if somebody's stealing something from you less than $1,000, which usually in most states, granting, check your laws on this, is usually a misdemeanor, it's not a felony, and it's not a forcible violent felony, you don't have the right to use deadly force against them. I'll give you an example. If you basically are in your house, and you have a detached shop outside of your house, and you hear somebody breaking into your shop, and you see them stealing your chainsaw and your weed eater, and then they go and spray graffiti on your wall, and you're not an imminent threat, and you're looking at them throughout your window as they're stealing your stuff and grabbing your tools. If you go out there with a shotgun and you discharge them, basically, and you use deadly force against them and kill them, you're going to prison. Because they were not committing a violent crime. They were breaking into an unoccupied dwelling and stealing something that basically was not even a felony. You're going to jail. You're probably going to get second-degree murder charges because you had to think about that before going out there. It wasn't an accidental discharge of a firearm. So now they have pretty much given the green light to all the felons, criminals, crooks, and thieves in Lansing, Michigan that says, hey, you can pretty much do whatever you want over here, and we're not going to even respond. We're not even going to show up if you call us, if it's basically a minor theft, crime, destruction of property, breaking and entering. And by the way, just to add that one in there, attempted breaking and entering of an unoccupied dwelling. That means while you're at work and nobody's home and they break into your house to try to scope your house out and see what they can steal, and you come home and you call the cops aren't even going to respond to that. They're going to say, sorry, if there was no significant bodily damage and it was an unoccupied dwelling at the time, you were not home, and nobody was injured, you're on your own, bud. Figure it out. So now the problem is you're going to have the knee-jerk reaction. You're going to have the guys that are loaded with guns, the retired military, the certain militias that group together, the Patriots, they're going to basically start forming giant local crime watches in their area, and they're going to shut down streets and neighborhoods. We've done this during hurricane times, by the way, if you guys haven't seen us do this down here in Florida. We'll shut down an entire neighborhood. Roadblocks, signs, you shoot, or you loot, we shoot. Cops don't usually bother anybody. So now you're going to turn into where you know the cops aren't going to respond to the scene. Even if you get in a gunfight and kill somebody, the cops probably still aren't going to respond to the scene because they're going to be going home staying with their families. They're not going to want to deal with a bunch of wild, out-of-control hillbillies up there shooting each other. And I mean that term, you know, basically loosely. So now you're going to start having lawlessness and full-blown wild, wild west shootouts in the middle of the street because people are trying to rob other people, and they're going to be sick of getting robbed, and they're going to start using deadly force to deter those guys. This is what's about to happen if they really, really, really want to start promoting this agenda and start saying we're not going to respond to anything due to coronavirus outbreaks. You basically are giving the green light to these guys. So just giving everybody a heads up, all my friends, all my listeners, all our Health Master customers, all of us that have done what I've told you, make sure you have preps, make sure you have weapons, make sure you have ammo, make sure you have body armor, make sure you have basically your grab-and-go bag. I'm telling you right now, you are now going to be in a precarious situation where you're going to have to figure out where your line in the sand is to protect your family. Because the issue is, if somebody's willing to break into an unoccupied dwelling, or somebody's willing to basically commit fraud, larceny, or malicious destruction of property, there's a high probability that they are willing to do bodily harm to you. But there's a very, very fine line. And I'm not giving you law advice. I'm not giving you advice on how to defend yourself. But what I'm telling you is, it's that point now where you have to start drawing the line in the sand, and you have to start talking to your family. Being real clear with you guys right now, you have to start discussing to your family and with your family how to handle a situation, how to handle a home invasion, how to handle something if somebody enters your property and gets into your house, what you're going to do, what your children are going to do, what your wife's going to do, and how you're going to defend yourself. I don't like having to talk about this stuff. This is not a fun topic to me. This is not a happy, happy topic. But this is a topic that needs to get brought up among every family member that's awake, smart, and prepared right now. Because once these guys start running out of food, once they start running out of water, once they start realizing that law enforcement's not going to respond to larceny and malicious destruction and breaking and entering, they're going to have a free-for-all. And you're going to have to figure out where your line in the sand is and how you're going to make a stand. I just want to bring that out there so everybody understands. This, in my opinion, as I've told everybody, the virus is nasty, but the virus is not what's concerned me. It's the economic downfall that in turns after this. And in the economic downfall, what people start doing that aren't prepared, that have nothing to lose, they start going and doing things they shouldn't be doing. And at that point in time, you have to decide how you're going to defend your family and yourself in the situation, Dad.
That was very well said, Austin. Let me give you guys a little bit of an analogy here. There's a guy years ago, this is 30 years ago, he had a video series out. His name was Stanford Strong, and he had a series that was called Strong Against Crime. Now, yep. I had the entire family watch it. Austin watched this too. That's why he's talking about this stuff right now. And what it was, he was basically going over different scenarios about it. If you get assaulted in a parking lot and someone tries to carjack you and they jump in the car with you and they tell you, do what I tell you to do, I'm taking you somewhere else. He called that crime scene number one where that assault occurred, where they got in your car. Crime scene number two is where they took you out into a remote place where nobody could see or they couldn't hear your screams. Now, at this point, you probably don't need to let children listen to this right now. If you don't mind, guys, go ahead and just let them just put it on you for a second. And it's at crime scene number two that people get tortured and raped and killed and murdered and buried in plastic bags. Now, this is what he talked about on this video, and he talked about home invasions. And he talked about having a plan and having discussed it with your children, what you will do, what your response is going to be, how you're going to escape, how you're going to get law enforcement involved. And he actually had a full-blown series on this, Strong Against Crime. You can probably still buy it online and videotape. It may be available on DVD. I have no idea. It's been 30 years ago. And it was interesting because I watched this thing multiple times, and I had the whole family prepped, you know, with escape routes and everything else. Now, here's what's interesting. Now, listen to me, please. I had a lady years ago, and her husband was a promoter who did seminars, and we were going to High Point, North Carolina to basically buy some furniture, and she asked if she could go with us, and we were in the RV. Now, you take people in a motorhome with you, it gets pretty personal because it's kind of a confined space, so she lets you really know them. I don't suggest you ever do that. But they were good friends of the family, and so she and her two children in Austin, we didn't have the, you know, the other three weren't born yet. They basically all piled into the motorhome with off Sharon, and so there was me and her and three kids. And we went up to North Carolina, and the kids, you know, wanted to watch a video, and then they finished watching the video, and then the kids were out at the Craig playground, including Austin, and I said to her, I said, I want you to watch this videotape on Strong Against Crime. And so she watched about 5 minutes of it and turned it off. She was too negative, I'm not going to listen to it. And I'm like, okay. She goes, that'll never happen to me. She goes, okay. I said, okay. And so that was it. Several years later, they moved out of the United States. They got some really bad publicity in the Tampa area. And they decided to move. So they went down to one of the islands down, you know, basically he was a British citizen because he was from Canada. And not British citizen, but he could go different places, whatever. He could live in different areas, you know, British Commonwealth. And they bought an island, bought a place on an island. And sure enough, he was gone all the time, like gone 4 weeks out of the month, pretty much living 2 or 3 days there within the 28-day cycle. And okay, let me explain that. If there's 31 days in the month, he was home like 3 days, and 28 days he was gone. And so one day she's there at home, and she gets home invaded. She gets home invaded. The lady who turned the videotape off and said it was too negative, that it would never happen to her. And she was held under gunpoint for like half a day. You know, them trying to get money from her. They didn't have any money in the house. Trying to get jewelry from her. Whether or not something happened to her other than that, as far as being raped, I don't know. She wouldn't talk about it. And here's the irony of all of this. She didn't want to prep. She didn't want to prepare. She didn't want to talk about it. She didn't want to think about it because it would never happen to her, and it happened to her. You think, well, that's strange that happened, but it may never happen to us. That's true. It probably never will happen to you. But if we go to martial law, if people start getting hungry on the streets, they're going to basically do things they have to do to feed their family because they didn't prep or couldn't prep or couldn't afford it. I mean, just yesterday, we have a neighbor, great neighbors. They were renting a house across the street from us, a nice house. And suddenly the people who owned the house decided they were going to throw them out and sell the house before the market crashed. Too late for that, by the way. And the people were basically put on the street. And yesterday, all of their stuff was piled on the road. I mean, chairs and furniture and couches, all this stuff that they couldn't move into an apartment with because they didn't have room. And there were people standing there like vultures on the road holding on to the stuff while they were loading it so other people couldn't hold on to it and take it away from them. And I looked at one of the guys, and he's holding on to about 7 or 8 plastic chairs. And I said, man, you got yourself something there, don't you, buddy? You're hanging on to those. He goes, I sure do. Nobody's taking these chairs. I mean, Austin was out there with me. And I thought to myself, wow, we don't even have martial law going on.
Nope.
Guys, no, Austin saw it too. We were you know, right across the street. And I thought, wow, and now here are these poor folks that are great neighbors, great parents, great family. They're getting booted out because the people want to sell the house off underneath them, and they didn't have the cash to pay for it because they were asking a hyperinflated price for the house. See, guys, this is the problem that you run into. When economies, this is what Austin was talking about. It ain't the coronavirus. This is not the coronavirus. It's the problem here. It's the depravity and the degradation of civilized, socialized society, of society. When things start to degrade and people start getting hungry and people start seeing opportunities when police say we're not going to show up to do bad things. So you got to ask yourself a question. What are you going to do? Remember, if someone's outside stealing your car, it's parked out front, you can't go out there and shoot them. Well, you can, but you're going to go to jail. I'm letting you know that. Years ago, we have a gate on our property that's like an easement, and we had people basically messing with the gate and doing things to it. And I called the sheriff up and I said, what can I do with this thing, with this easement, with this gate? And by the way, let me give you guys a little heads up. Try never to live on an easement. Just thought I'd mention that. And the guy goes, you can't do anything. You can take pictures of them messing with the gate, breaking the gate, and you can file a civil suit on them. But unless we catch them breaking the gate or whatever, you know, we can talk to them or whatever, but this is going to be a civil thing that you guys have to deal with. And I'm like, what? He goes, no, they can completely take the gate and destroy it. There's nothing we're going to do about it. It's going to be civil. You got to have to sue them in court. And I'm like, what the heck? So I said, can't go out there with a gun? Oh, no, you go out there with a gun to try to stop them. You're going to jail. Weird laws, guys. But the reason they do that is they don't want you just shooting people for random stuff. Somebody's out there taking your chainsaw out of your garage instead of a detached building, and you walk out there and blow their head off over a chainsaw. They don't want that to happen, and I can't blame them for that. Because that's an unnecessary response for the loss of a chainsaw. It's going to change your life. Look at Trayvon Martin and Zimmerman. Look at that. Look at that horrible mess. Trayvon Martin's dead. Zimmerman's got his life ruined because he was involved as a neighborhood watch guy, tried to stop a guy just walking around the neighborhood asking questions. This guy mounted up on him with mixed martial arts training, started beating the yin-yang out of this little bitty, you know, Zimmerman guy. And what ends up happening is Zimmerman pulled a pistol out of his pocket and shot Trayvon Martin through the heart and killed him dead. And Zimmerman was charged with assault, with murder, with, I think it was second-degree murder. Or with manslaughter, I don't remember, but he was found not guilty. The point is this, guys, when you get involved in any of this stuff, things in your life change. Everything changes because we're supposed to be in a civilized society. Now, like Austin said, if this is the plague, and they're just not telling us it's the plague, and they're just trying to pretend like it's not the plague, okay, and it is the plague, then we're going to see a degradation of society. And here's the problem, like I mentioned in my first segment. If they have these secret meetings and they don't tell us what they're talking about and don't tell us what they're planning to do, then it makes all of us start thinking it's the plague. It's something absolutely horrible because we know it's a bioweapon. We already know that. I mean, Francis Boyle already told us that, Dr. Francis Boyle. You know, and we also have the other letter that I read the other day about the guy who was the definitive guy on AIDS. He talked about it as a bioweapon. But guys, just be careful right now. Make decisions based on facts. And always remember, plan out what you're going to do before it happens because you don't want to make that decision under duress. Very important. By the way, Spain has become the fourth most coronavirus-infected nation, and they are now seizing all private health care. Just thought I would mention that. All good news here, Donald Trump is actually considering a full pardon for General Michael Flynn, which is what he should have done a long, long time ago. And here's another article here from the Extinction Protocol, and it says, this is not an epidemic anymore, it's a slaughter. Italy records another 368 deaths in 24 hours. 15 Italians are now dying every hour from the coronavirus. So guys, this is some serious stuff. I'm not pretending like it's not. Trump tells America to go on lockdown and releases 15 days to stop the spread guidelines, saying old and vulnerable people must stay home, social gatherings over 10 must end, and bars, restaurants, and schools should close, which means now churches are done. They're done. Nervous Americans are panic buying guns, as sales rocket, as long lines form outside hunting shops amid coronavirus fears. California, New York, and Washington saw gun sales surge to coronavirus. Shoppers seek to protect their families should supplies not be allowed if supplies run out due to the bug. Others fear government's emergency powers can restrict rights to buy a gun. Some Asian Americans are buying weapons to protect themselves from potential racial attacks. Coronavirus killed 69 and infected 3,774 in the U.S. and originated in Wuhan, which we don't know if it did or not. China, you know, coronavirus symptoms, what they are and what you should see your doctor, an article from Daily Mail. All these are posted on my website. Guys, D3, by the way, we've lifted the restrictions on D3K2. We have enough in stock that you guys can load up on D3K2. We have more vitamin C coming in today. We're lifting the restrictions on that. So we've got all of this stuff happening all at once right now as far as the vitamin C coming in, restrictions being lifted. I don't know. We're not getting that much. I don't know how long that's going to last. But, guys, it's so important that we all work together. You guys are family. You haven't seen me price gouge anything. We haven't even raised the prices on 99% of our stuff. We've kept them the same. Vitamin C went up a little bit because it's a different formulation. But it's a really good product. But, guys, we're in this together. I prayed for you today. I had the opportunity and the privilege and the responsibility. I'm going to say that, use that word today. Opportunity, privilege, and the responsibility, because I'm hooked to you guys, quantum entanglement through the blood of the Lamb. I'm going to pray for you guys every day, pray for your protection and for your family. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for getting your supplements from us. Thank you for praying for us. It's so important. I mean, it's all hands on deck at Health Masters right now, doing the best we can to get these products out, get these back orders taken care of, and get your product shipped to you. We shipped out a lot of product yesterday. Many of you will be getting stuff today and tomorrow and the next day, and we'll continue to ship today. Guys, I love you. Also want your next story, bud.
That's really well said, and we are. We're doing everything we can. Hopefully, we should be able to have the excellent C in today or tomorrow. We've been pushing. Dad and I both on the phones every single day with our suppliers. I mean, just hammering down on them, trying to be, you know, the squeaky wheel that gets the oil, so to speak. And there has definitely been some positivity to that because we've been getting more stuff than, you know, just about anybody because of our relationship, our rapport, and our aggressiveness with a lot of these companies because we've dealt with them for so long, and they have so much respect for us because they know what we do. So
we pay,
yeah.
And also, and because we pay our bills.
I mean, and we actually pay our bills. I was about to say, that's a concept that eludes a lot of these companies. They like to stretch stuff out, you know, 90, 120 days and do all this nonsense. We, you know, Dad and I, we tell you all the time about financial stuff as far as we try to do the best we can, and we always say what we're going to do. And, I mean, this is why we told you guys before. What I've noticed crazy, this kind of side topic here, but this is wild because you guys know I'm a huge metals person. I've been in the metals for years, and we're actually seeing one of the largest disconnects from paper metal to physical metal that I've ever witnessed in my entire lifetime. You know, they've been shorting the markets, trying to short the metal market to basically cover their liquidity issues in the stock market. If anybody has watched it, you can see now silver's at like $12 an ounce on paper market. $12 an ounce. Platinum's down in like the low sixes. Dude, these are the levels that were pre-2008. I mean, we're going back to mid-early 2000s with some of these numbers. Yet, if you go online, any reputable dealer that actually is selling you real metal, not some of these bobo weird flea market guys, which I'll never recommend you buy metals from anybody like that. You buy from a reputable dealer like Atmex or something. They're $24, $25 an ounce for a one-ounce Silver Eagle right now. Literally double of what paper value is. This means, I'm telling you guys right now, there is a massive disconnect, and you're about to see a skyrocketing once the stock market finally starts to bottom out and it levels out to wherever it's going to hit. Remember in 2008, you know, it dropped down to, I think, 7,000 is where it was. I mean, so if we look at those numbers, we still got a long way to go. I mean, it was up like 130 points this morning. I mean, after a 3,000-point drop yesterday, I mean, that's nothing of a rebound. Platinum, the same thing. Platinum's like $6.50 an ounce this morning. It's selling the cheapest I can find a Platinum Eagle for is like $8.40, $8.50, $8.60. $200 premiums on Platinum right now. Why? Because nobody's going to sell physical for that cheap, and there's nobody that can get a hold of it right now. Almost all these guys online, they're a tube of Silver Eagles, which normally right now, if you actually went based off the numbers and a normal premium, you'd be looking at Silver Eagles, you know, for a tube of 20 would be 260, 270, 280 at these spot prices. They're like 470, 480, 490, someplace $500 for a tube because they know they can't get a hold of anymore right now because the mint is pumping it out as fast as they can, and they know it's about to happen in a month or two. When all these paper shorts start to get called in and everybody starts to realize that the metal doesn't exist and that there's not a snowball's chance in Florida on a Saturday afternoon in August on the asphalt that you're going to buy a Silver Eagle for $12 an ounce and that the Eagles are actually going up to $25, $30, $40 an ounce again, and they people start calling those notes due, because quite frankly, that's what I would do right now. If I was in the paper metal market right now, I'd start calling physical delivery on these notes. I do it in a heartbeat. Somebody's going to do it in a second. Once they figure out their liquidity issues and they get covered on their spread, they're going to call out these notes. I would do it in a second right now. Go put in a $10,000 bid on silver at $12 an ounce. When you win it, I need physical delivery. I need physical delivery. I need physical delivery. I need physical delivery. Somebody's going to do it here pretty soon once they get leveled out. And as soon as they do it and they come in and say, yeah, okay, we'll fill it, and then all of a sudden somebody goes in and says, dude, you can't sell it for that. You're, like, losing money on it. You can't, remember, you can't sell it. It costs roughly, real true dollars, it costs roughly around $14 an ounce for pure silver, from mining to purity to pouring to casting to basically sale. You can't sell it for much more than $14, $15 an ounce and actually make any money at a mine. They're selling it right now for, like, $3 less than actual cost at a mine. So it's pretty clear that these numbers are completely and totally fabricated. Just giving you guys a heads up on that. And also, too, the thing to be aware of as well. And this is why I've told everybody, I've had many people say, hey, should I, if I got some money in savings right now, should I take some money out in cash? That is completely up to you. I'm not going to give you any advice on what you need to do with your own cash. Because quite frankly, that's for you to make that decision, whether or not you have a safe place to store it, however much you need, what you need it for. That's up to you. But I'm telling you right now, we already saw in China, they started basically taking in and confiscating banknotes and basically quarantining banknotes because they said coronavirus is spreading via paper currency, which there could be some mild truth to that. But on the other hand, too, keep your hands washed. I mean, what do you do, blowing your nose with money? I mean, give me a break. If you're paying for something, you need to be washing your hands anyways after you do stuff in general. So there's a high probability. And I'm saying right now, and I'm just coming out of left field with this, but I think this is going to come in pretty soon. It's going to come into play. They're going to come in, and they're going to say that they're going to basically ban cash at all high populous areas, malls, stores, restaurants, bars, so forth. They're going to say, hey, listen, you can't accept cash here anymore. Because remember, Roosevelt seized the gold in 1933. He said you couldn't even possess physical gold bullion. If you did, it was a felony. It was like a trading with the enemy's act. You went to jail. Everybody turned it in. Donald Trump comes out and says, hey, guys, listen, we know the coronavirus is spreading via paper. This is just a temporary ban, but all high occupancy stores, restaurants, malls, we basically can't take in cash anymore. Everything has to go on a credit card. It's only temporary. We're going to do that. Well, the demand for cash is going to go to the floor. And then the banks are going to say, yeah, when you deposit your money, you know, we can only give you new currency as we get it in. So as of right now, we're putting a capital control of only allowing $500 to be released at a certain time. Remember Greece? Remember what happened in Greece, that giant meltdown? 300 euro ban. That was it. You could not take more than 300 euros out of the bank at one time. I personally believe that's going to be happening next. I really do. Now, it may not happen next week. It may not happen the week after that. But I believe that those type of currency controls are going to go into place. Maybe not even with the coronavirus. Maybe something future. They have some other weird mutated concoction that they put out there on the American populace. But that is going to happen. And then when they start bringing in the ID 2020 that Bill Gates has already been working on for years now, the same thing, the ID 2020 Alliance, the same thing that they did with this John Hopkins website data that they did on October 18, 2019, the Event 201 Global Pandemic Exercise. And I talked about this repeatedly. This October last year, the Global Pandemic Exercise that said, I think within like 4 months, that there were going to be 181,000 people infected worldwide and kill 7,000 people. That was basically the beginning few months statistics of it. That's interesting, huh? Man, that's interesting. Funny, nobody in the mainstream media is talking about Bill Gates and the John Hopkins University did an event titled Event 21 with a global pandemic exercise. Funny nobody's talking about that. Isn't that irony? Nobody's bringing that up in the mainstream media. Nobody's talking about Bill Gates and his ID 2020 Alliance, which is a digital ID program that uses a vaccine to inject a biometric tracker basically into you. It's funny nobody's talked about that. This is not conspiracy theory, guys. This is full-blown factual events that they've talked about and admitted to. Funny that nobody's talked about in the mainstream media that vitamin C has knocked out almost every coronavirus case in China that they've tried it on with intravenous high doses of vitamin C, and that even high doses of oral vitamin C do an incredibly good job at knocking out viruses. That's not just in China, Wuhan. That goes back 60, 70 years of research that you can look up. I have it posted on the website right now. Funny nobody's talked about that in the mainstream media. Funny Donald Trump hasn't brought that up anywhere in any time when he's talked about stuff. Just food for thought, Dad. I thought I would kind of bring that up again at the end of the show.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me, Austin, because you're absolutely right. Nobody wants to talk about the stuff that's actually going to work. It's going to be better. It's going to strengthen your immune system. Why would they? Because it's just, it makes too much sense when you have
social distancing. The only thing they want to talk about.
Well, no. If you have the Food and Drug Administration telling everybody the vitamins don't work, how can they possibly come out and say they work now? They're going to undo a lot. By the way, AMC theaters, Regal cinemas, are closing all 1,200 theaters due to coronavirus. So now they're done. The theaters are done. And now Donald Trump says America should keep gatherings under 10 people to defeat the coronavirus. In other words, no more than 10 people in a room. I guess he's not looking at the exponential growth capable of 10 times 10 times 10 times 10. I mean, where's this going to go? You can't go anywhere but talk to your personal family for the next 6 months. Who's going to feed you? How are you going to get food? Who's going to do all of this stuff? None of this makes any sense. But guys, listen to me. This is the day the Lord hath made. I know this has been a rough show today. and we shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. Guys, think about this for a second. No matter what happens, you have hope and glory and hope and faith in Jesus Christ, the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith. Just because Satan's group, which is who did this, Satan's group put together this coronavirus, don't ever let yourself be deceived. This has nothing to do with God. God had nothing to do with this. He did not send this down as a plague on the planet. He did not do that. You know, we're under a new covenant through grace, through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God's not going to go in here. He's not a child abuser. He's going to be doing all this stuff to you. Now, if you go out and you do stupid things in your life and you got to deal with the consequences of stupid things, God didn't do that. You step in front of a semi truck, that ain't God's will for your life. Okay, you made a stupid mistake that's probably going to be fatal. You know, 99.999%, unless it just grazes you. All of this stuff that people want to blame on God all the time is not from God. Now, God knows this is going to happen. God's omnipresent. He's got that part of it. But this is Lucifer's group. He comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. Remember that. But you were bought at a price. And once you get born again, you live forever. Just remember that. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I really love praying for you in the morning. It's like the highlight of my day. And I love doing this show and talking to you guys every day. Thanks again for your support. We're getting your supplements out as quick as we can. Austin, show is yours. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. It's interesting you see them talking about reducing the amount of people that can gather. As you guys know, basically a four-man's minimum for a fire team. And so you start seeing that they're starting to reduce this. So if there's more than 10 people, so what, say if there's 12 people hanging out at the park, what are they going to do? Was law enforcement going to show up and say, you can't congregate? You can't talk to each other? You can't be around each other? How's this going to work out, guys? Have we really entered this level of darkness in the United States? 10 people? 10 people? Is that where this is going? Just think about that for a second. Over something that's, you know, had a couple hundred deaths in the United States? I mean, we see the opioid deaths, what, 70,000 last year? Never seems to be an issue. They talk about it in the media like they're going to do something about it. They never do. Still have heroin exploding on the market like an atomic bomb. So thought I'd throw that out there. Then what are they going to drop it down to next? Can't have more than 5 people congregate? Can't have more than 4? So we have one fire team providing security measures for a neighborhood. That's it? There's more than that? It's banned? You have to disband. Can't have more than 4 people. Where are we going with this, guys? So I bring that up there. Thank you, though, for the support. Thank you for the emails. Trying to keep up with all of them the best I can. There's a lot of emails coming in right now, so please understand that I'm trying to keep up with them the best I can on top of everything else that's going in the office and trying to help out with phone calls and shipping and inventory and working on all my distributors. So, again, thank you for the support of Health Masters. We will keep staying on this show as long as we can physically do so and even probably past that if we have the ability to do so. So, again, thank you for the support. Thank you for taking care of Health Masters. Please get this information out there. Talk to people. Spark ideas. Spark topics. Talk to people about this. Drop all this fear and loathing nonsense that everybody's promoting right now. Stop posting photos of a store that's empty. I mean, this is nonsense. Get what you need. Prep what you need. Send them what you need. Divvy it out as you need it. And stay prepared and handle it as you go. Do not live in a spirit of fear, but of love and of sound mind and preparedness. That's the way to do it, guys. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Stay frosty. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.